If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
From the heartland of this great country, at the crossroads, comes the new Wise Conservatism radio show, heard only through ConservativeNationMedia.com. Your infidel host, Robert Garding, comes to you from West Central Indiana, one of only two states in America who runs their budget in the black. You are listening to Hour 1 of the show, and now, here's your host, Robert Garding.
Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to the final NWCR show before we go back to standard time this weekend, as daylight savings time comes to an end on Sunday at 2 a.m., so we're all to get up at 2 a.m. and set your clocks back an hour, or do it before you go to bed. That's fine, fall back on Sunday and get an hour's more sleep. You guys deserve it, and I think we all do, so we need to do that so we won't be late for work on Monday morning. Many time Warner Cable customers are unhappy. And why do you ask? They are unhappy because of the company's recent decision to add the Qatar-owned Al Jazeera America to its lineup, channel lineup, while maintaining there is no concrete plan to offer the Blaze TV. Customers flocked to Time Warner's cable Facebook to express their frustration, many of them threatening to cancel their service if the provider refuses to pick up the Blaze. And as far as I know right now, the only one that's really offering the Blaze is Dish. I know I have it, but the article that I found on this goes on to say, Al Jazeera, seriously? You've got to be kidding me. Add the Blaze or I'm gone, one Facebook user wrote. I am a Time Warner customer for my internet and cable. If you don't add the Blaze, you can say goodbye to me forever, another wrote. Sounds like they're angry. Other customers were frustrated because they say they have been requesting the Blaze for months and they feel like they are not being heard. Well, welcome to the real world. The government doesn't hear us either. And they prove that daily because we tell them not to do something, they go ahead and do it anyway. We have compiled some of the comments from Time Warner Cable's Facebook page, and though there are hundreds, if not thousands, more on the page, my question here is, are we still living in America, or is this the new Islamic nation? Do you patriotic Americans out there now realize the troubles this country is in, or is being led to? You are listening to the new Wise Conservatism radio show, heard here on Blog Talk Radio through the Conservative Nation Media, who are now going into their third year on this, the 26th of October, 2013. Their second year anniversary was on Wednesday, and we had a show with Duke Brooks on Radio Free America celebrating that fact, and all of the hosts of the shows called in to that one, as well as I did. And I am your humble infidel host, Robert Garding, from behind the silver CNN microphone of freedom, and we are glad that you are all here. And now, on with the show. President Barack Obama is like a bad moon rising for this nation, especially when it comes to his signature bill that hasn't worked as he wanted it to, making him very so-called mad about it, yet we all knew it would do exactly as it has. Everyone except him and Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi and all those. Yet it seems that no matter how much we realize this bad moon is going to spell doom for this nation, no real planning was done while designing this monstrosity to prevent this. And yet they continue to lie to us like that is their job. During her testimony before Congress Wednesday, Secretary Sebelius claimed the website never crashed. It is functional, but at a very low speed and very reliably. I'm sorry about that. Just minutes, though, before Health and Human Secretary Kathleen Sebelius was set to testify on Capitol Hill, the healthcare.gov site crashed, like she said it wouldn't. Spot checks verified that the state of North Carolina, Virginia, Utah, Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Nevada, Colorado, New Mexico, New York, Maryland, Vermont, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Hawaii, Kentucky, Minnesota, and New Hampshire were all down, which likely meant the entire federal site was down. The site was down to 30 minutes into Sebelius' testimony, where she was claiming that the site never crashed. Ha ha. Sebelius testified before the House Energy and Commerce Committee Wednesday as the focus of the Obamacare rollout debacle shifted from the faulty website to the fact that millions are losing their health care insurance, the ones that President Obama repeatedly and over the course of two presidential elections promised them they could keep. What a liar. And he's all saying, oh, no, I didn't lie. Oh, heck yeah, he sure as heck did. To the American people, constantly over and over and over again, for several years, as a matter of fact, yet, then nobody's saying anything about that. If he'd have been Bush, they'd have castigated him for that. But CNN also reported Tuesday night that the Obama administration was warned a month in advance that the site was not ready to launch. Well, of course, they launched it anyway. Who cares? Folks, I don't care how much they lie to us about how it will be fixed at the end of November. This program is too massive and unworkable to work. I was listening to a show this week where a financial expert was talking about it, and he said that if they expect Obamacare to work, they're going to have to scrap it and start all over again. Taking the time to ponder over all the aspects of it, we'll just get rid of it altogether. Eventually, one or the other is going to have to be done. So the lying out of our government officials in Washington continues. You listening, folks? It seems like our government doesn't seem to know how to tell the truth anymore. At least the one on the left, anyway, and then there's those ones on the right who don't know how to tell the truth either. But what we people have to realize is that this kind of thing is going to continue as long as we keep voting these bozos into office. And yes, they are bozos, and that's about the end of it there. They don't know how to tell the truth. All they can do is tell a lie in such a convincing way that they hope that the American people believe what they're saying so they can continue lying to us as they continue giving us bigger and bigger lies, telling us more and more things that to believe it all the while. And during the whole time, they're trying their darndest to find people like me or anybody else who's talking against this to shut us down. Now, I haven't been contacted on this yet. I don't really expect to be. I'm just a tiny little pebble on a beach of thousands, maybe millions, who are talking against this. I seriously doubt if I'll be found, unless something suddenly happens and all of a sudden here I am going viral for some reason. I doubt that'll happen, but then again, you never know. It would be fun, nonetheless. We have to continually ask if the folks are listening, because if they're not, they need to open up their ears and start listening to what is going on in this nation and what this country is being led into. The socialism that President Obama wants. He hates Christianity. He hates the Republic of America. He hates the Constitution because it limits him. He said so in a speech one time that he did not like the Constitution because it was a faulty document that limited him on what he can do to the people. No, duh. That is what the thing is for. And Obama don't like that point. He doesn't like that one little bit. And even though it limits him on what he can do to the people, he still got his health care bill passed through Senate and through the executive branch of the government to make it a law, unconstitutionally, by the way, without going through the House and getting the funding for it, like it constitutionally should be. Now, don't get me wrong, it went through the House quite a few times. And every time it went through the House, it was voted to be defunded. They never funded it. So this funding that Obamacare has right now is unconstitutional and illegal. And they're using our tax money in treasonous ways. And yes, I'm going to start using these words. They are words that should have been used from day one on this person that we have elected twice into the White House. It needs to be said. It needs to be put out there. It needs to be said, people. We have a treasonous president who cares nothing for the law of the land and wants to put his signature bill in as law of the land when the only law of the land is really the Constitution of the United States. You listening, folks? There comes a time when good things have to give way to great things. ConservativeNationMedia.com is growing like a Texas Longhorn, which is why Michael B. Smith now has his very own show. Check out the new Soldier of Patriotism and see how I did how we did that. Sundays, that's tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central Time here on ConservativeNationMedia.com. But don't be worried. He's the same Michael B. you've come to know and love, and you'll hear even more great interviews and awesome conservative commentary from our very own main man, Michael B. Smith on Soldier of Patriotism, Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central on ConservativeNationMedia.com, where America always wins. Just in case anyone in the Tea Party movement believed that the Republican establishment wanted anything more than to simply use the Tea Party to help it get back into power, you should think again. In 2010 and 2012, the GOP establishment gave lip service to the Tea Party movement. Now they believe the Tea Party movement is on the wane and now believe they can attack it, neutralize it, and eliminate Tea Party congressmen and senators. The first shots in the GOP civil war are already being fired. And this from Breitbart. On Tuesday, 79-year-old Senator Orrin Hatch, Republican of Utah, now serving his seventh term in the Senate, which essentially means he needs to be gotten rid of, signaled that he and other members of the Republican establishment are likely to encourage a primary challenge to first-term Senator Mike Lee of Utah. Now, we all know how popular the likes of Mike Lee and Ted Cruz and Rand Paul have been, though they're not popular with the GOP hierarchy and the establishment Republicans. Lee upset former Senator Robert Bennett, Republican of Utah, in the 2010 Utah Republican primary convention in the Tea Party's first major primary win over a Republican establishment politician. And I said, and when that happened, I could say, I said, hooray, we're winning. Hatch told the Deseret News and KSL News Radio that it's time now for Lee and other Tea Party Republicans to be rehabilitated for refusing to pass a budget bill needed to keep the government operating unless money for the act better known as Obamacare, was removed. Unquote. Hatch pointedly refused to endorse Lee for re-election to the Senate in 2016. Quote, I'm not going to get into endorsements at this point in time in any way, he said. Hatch also criticized Lee's tactics in the Senate. The tactics were not the right tactics. It takes experience sometimes to make sure you can use the right, yeah. That kind of thing just brings to mind to me that adage that politicians need to be changed like diapers and for the same reason. Hatch also criticized Lee's tactics in the Senate. The tactics were not the right tactics, he said. How Marxist of a king of the rhinos. He wants the Tea Party senators rehabilitated. That is the same way Mao used to refer to dissidents. Got it? When Hatch was up for re-election in 2012, he tried to coup the Tea Party to help him to prevent what happened in Utah, happened to Utah Senator Bob Bennett. Hatch probably figures this is his last term anyway, so he can do what he wants. He is just another rhino that disdains conservatives. And this is something that we have to realize is going on, folks, because none of these guys are there for us. We will be right back.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. Every child deserves to have access to books because children who grow up with books invariably do better in life than children who do not. How do I choose a book? Is it the cover? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual, so it's a combination of those two. The first book I remember was Captain's Courageous. When I finished that book, I had become so involved with these characters. So here's the thing. If a book's really, really impressing me and the writing is really, really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books, if it's really, really well done, that ending, that last thought should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Been looking for an online gathering place? You know, a familiar screen, does everything you're used to, except give you grief for being a conservative? You gotta try the Tea Party community. At TPC, you'll know how everything works from the very first minute, and you'll probably find a lot of friends who are already there. Organize, communicate, share ideas, upcoming events, pictures, and videos. The Tea Party community connects and empowers like-minded, politically conservative people like you. Sign up today at teapartycommunity.com.
Molon LeBay Challenge Coins and Wares. Similar to challenge coins used by various military units, these MLCCW coins are ideal for anyone that champions the right to keep and bear arms by highlighting the Second Amendment and the Greek phrase Molon LeBay, which translated means come and take them. Come check out our pro-freedom, pro-liberty, and pro-Second Amendment coins and shirts at MLCCW.com. That's MLCCW.com.
From moneymorning.com comes this one, and this is something we all need to listen to, folks, because this is coming. You think you're struggling now? Get ready to be blindsided by a barrage of new taxes, $1 trillion worth. They'll be coming courtesy of the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare, and they won't be just affecting those who make over $250,000. The bulk of these taxes will be passed on directly to the middle class. That's because while a majority of these stealth taxes were designed to be taxes on businesses, they're actually transferred directly to ordinary citizens, and it will directly affect your paychecks too, folks. Don't doubt me. Some of these taxes include the investment income surtax, a Medicare payroll tax, even a tanning tax on those who utilize indoor tanning services. Many of those hidden taxes, especially those on hospitals, insurers, and medical device manufacturers, will ultimately be passed on through higher health care costs. And this was said by Michael Tanner, an expert on the health care law. In fact, analysts estimate Obamacare will cost the average taxpayer nearly $6,000 in extra taxes as early here. You guys scared yet? I know this is scaring the living heck out of me. I cannot afford $6,000 extra, even with my new, even with my new job. I can't afford that. I couldn't afford it with my old job. And yet, the politicians seem to think that all we have to do is make it mandatory and everybody will pay. No, they won't. Obamacare tax hikes stoke outrage. Many of the Obamacare taxes are already in effect. Others will hit January 1st, but they are already infuriating millions of Americans. Even while Obamacare detractors applaud the requirement that insurance companies cover pre-existing conditions and put a stop to lifetime caps on benefits, they say these laudable benefits don't compensate for the bill's high cost, especially in new taxes. According to most experts, Obamacare will create a total of 20 new taxes or tax hikes on the American people. In fact, the Obama administration has already given the IRS an extra $500 million to enforce the rules and regulations of Obamacare. The new taxes don't bode well for millions of middle-class Americans. Incomes for the rich have soared this decade, but middle-class workers have seen their wages stagnate and even drop since the 2008 Great Recession. Many fear Obamacare, with its high insurance costs and new taxes, could provide the middle class a fatal blow. Of course, the Obamacare plan was primarily designed to decrease the number of uninsured Americans and reduce health care costs. Many experts are saying it will have just exactly the opposite effect. That's just one of the reasons why Republicans hope to defund Obamacare before January. They claim that the new taxes and costs needed to pay for Obamacare will crush the middle class and most U.S. taxpayers, as well as trigger job losses in affected industries. Tax experts say you should try to estimate how much you will have to pay when the law goes into effect and take precautions to limit the damage to your bottom line. What the experts say is how to avoid getting your financial neck broken by Obamacare. Now, if they're going to be saying things like this, it's going to be bad, folks. One expert, Dr. Betsy McCaughey, a constitutional scholar with a PhD from Columbia University, recently wrote a bestseller showing Americans how they can not only survive but maybe prosper through it, though it may not be possible. McCaughey claims to be one of the only people in the country, including members of Congress, who had actually read the entire 2,572-page law. Her book, titled Beating Obamacare, will show you just what is coming and some things to do to survive it, even though the country may not. The book shows some startling facts about Obamacare not seen in the mainstream press. For example, she points to a little-known passage in the bill that shows how you could get slapped with a $2,000 fine for not having health insurance, even if you do actually have it. She also goes into detail explaining how a third of all U.S. employers could stop offering health insurance to their workers. Can you imagine one-third of American workers losing their health care because of this? It's going to be higher than that. I guarantee you that. But Obama doesn't seem to think so. He thinks that what he's doing is exactly what needs to be done for this country. Of course, he wants to destroy it, so I guess he's doing exactly what he wants to do. In one chapter, she shows how ordinary Americans will get stuck paying for substance abuse coverage even if they never touched a drink or a drug in their lives. According to McCaughey's research, senior citizens will get hit the hardest. Hip and knee replacements, cataract surgeries will be especially hard to get from Medicare in the months ahead, thanks to Obamacare. According to McCaughey, she warns seniors to get those types of procedures done now before Obamacare goes into effect on January 1st, or it may not get done at all. Real facts and figures about the hidden Obamacare taxes and fees and how they will affect everyday Americans and seniors are hard to find, and they are hard to find for a reason, folks, so that the average American won't know what is going to hit them until it's too late. One of the reasons that politicians, like publications like Monday Morning and, of course, the new media exist. Betsy McCaughey also wrote a new book about it called Beating Obamacare, and I mentioned that a few minutes ago. Check it out if you want your eyes opened about the Obama about what Obamacare and the government is doing to your future and America's future, or start using your God-given common sense. You see, folks, no matter how much Obama and the left and even some on the so-called right lie to us about how we do not have to worry about anything, we do have to worry. If you do not have to, and you do not have to be a financial whiz to figure this out. The cost of this monstrosity has been enormous already, and the cost is something that has to be recouped some way. And the only way for the government to get money spent is to tax us more. So when Obama says it will cost us less to have Obamacare, don't you believe him. He is lying just to get more money. And the problem with that is he will be, it will be hurtful to all Americans, but not him. He and the rest of the government officials, if their high level is high enough, are exempt from the Obamacare and the taxes. Why? The answer is really simple if we look at it with knowing eyes, folks. The answer is they know it will not work, so they exempted themselves so they can keep the health care they already have. So when Obamacare fails, they won't be in the mix. But there's a problem there, too. Obamacare is destroying the health insurance businesses by making it impossible for the individual businesses to stay in business. So in the long run, it will hurt them, too, even though they all think that they have found them out by exempting themselves from the awful effects of this so-called health care law, when in fact, that is not what it is at all. If anything, it is a destruction law that was made to destroy this country and her ability to continue financially, just like everything that Obama has done since he has become president. And I predict to you that you will see more and more things in print from now on claiming Obama to be the worst president in American history. It might start slow. I know I have seen them already among the photos of Bush with the question, "Miss me yet? Are we finally starting to get our press? Get what our president is working so hard to do to us?" If you still don't know, keep your eye on the financial condition of America. If it starts to head back up and get good, I am wrong, but it won't. I have been hearing a commercial the past month here on WIBC and on Freedom 59, the two radio stations that I listen to here in Indianapolis, that says the reason why the stock market stays up is because the government is pumping new money into it by the billions monthly. I think they mentioned it by $85 billion monthly. So, my friends, that is an artificial way to hold the line, and eventually it is going to catch up, and our nation is going to crash along with the stock market, and the monetary crash of likes of this country or quite possibly the world has ever seen is coming, if the American people do not wake up soon and start working to pull our ever so-called representatives in Washington back in line to start finally doing the right thing to stop this coming train wreck from destroying America and a good portion of the world with it. We will be right back. Let's assume that if you're listening to conservativenationmedia.com, you're a conservative. You love America just like we do, and you don't want to get caught short in case the leftist government drops the ball and leaves the country and your family unable to get the basics of life in an emergency. And folks, that's coming. Since that's the case, you're going to want a supply depot to get everything from patriotic gear to survival necessities to outfit and protect you and your family. And your pipeline to those essentials is right here at conservativenationmedia.com. Just go to our website, conservativenationmedia.com, and click on the Patriot Depot banner. That will take you to the world's best-known warehouse for all your conservative and emergency survival needs. Wave your flag and be ready for whatever the future holds starting right now. Just go to conservativenationmedia.com and click on the Patriot Depot banner to join the conservative revolution where America always wins.
Americans have known Tennessee as the volunteer state since the War of 1812. Now, Tennessee is leading the way in another major conflict. The war to keep America's identity, values, and freedoms intact. Even if you've never walked in Memphis or hiked the Blue Ridge Mountains, if you respect traditional American values, you should know about the Tennessee Action Council. Tennessee Action Council fights to preserve American values, defend our way of life, and protect the U.S. Constitution. This isn't just Tennessee's battle. It affects every American who loves our country and wants to pass the real America, unstained by progressive liberalism, along to future generations. No matter where you are in this magnificent country of ours, Tennessee Action Council is on your side and on America's side. Go to TN4Action.com. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com to volunteer for Tennessee and America. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com to stand for America now.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah, it is. This is so great.
I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious. Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
From Resolve America, some person called Benghazi bombshell, we're here to kill Americans. Really? How many of us here in the United States not involved with the government already knew this one? On Sunday night, in what was called a bombshell report, CBS reporter Laura Logan interviewed a Benghazi survivor, the first Western witness to speak out about Benghazi. Obama and Clinton have gone to great lengths to hide and intimidate survivors to shut them up, including forced lie detector tests and threats to their livelihood. Apparently, they've missed the tying up the loose end here. And here is an excerpt from the CBS interview. Jones, the Benghazi survivor, told CBS reporter Laura Logan he was annoyed the U.S. wouldn't allow his guards to carry guns. Oh, really? Jones wasn't at the compound when the marauders arrived, but got a phone call from one of the guards when the attack started. He could tell the situation was serious. I could hear gunshots, and he said, there's men coming into the mission, Jones told CBS. His voice, he was really scared. You could tell he was really scared, and he was running. unquote. He called a State Department agent in the compound who answered the phone, who answered his phone, and I said, well, what's going on? He said, we're getting attacked. And I said, how many? He said, they're all over the compound, Jones said. And then I was shocked. I didn't know what to say, and I said, well, just keep fighting. I'm on my way. They, the attackers, said, we're here to kill Americans, not Libyans, so they'd give them a good beating, pistol whip them, beat them with their rifles, and let them go, Jones said. If the promo of the interview is any indication, you won't want to miss the full interview. Well, it aired last at 7 p.m. last Sunday on 60 Minutes. If you can, if there's any way for you to get that, it might be worth seeing. The families who lost loved ones deserve nothing but the truth about Benghazi, what really happened in the weeks before, during, and after the attack. Why were their family members left to die, abandoned to slaughter by Obama into the hands of bloodthirsty Islamic terrorists? Who gave the stand-down order? Where was Obama during the attack? Asleep? Fundraising with Beyonce and Jay-Z? These are all things that have come up about Obama, and he has sadly duped the American people into believing he was not to blame. Why? Because he is black? That is the only reason I can think of that this has gone this far without an indictment against him and his administration. America deserves the truth, doesn't it? Especially from her leaders, don't you think? Obama has been, at best, a pathological liar since becoming our president, and to me, that is a shameful thing to be, even if you're not president. It used to be that the president was held to a higher standard because of his position, but it seems that higher standard has been lowered to substandard levels to protect his ass. There is no other way to describe this. In the effort for the media, Hollywood, and the politicians in Washington have totally ignored the lies and distortions of this administration, not because they think the people can't handle it or because it would be better for America if it wasn't brought out into the open, but because they are trying to save Obama's butt from impeachment and history's horrible way of making the truth finally come out, which, by the way, it will, no matter what they do, no matter what Obama, Reid, Pelosi, or any of them try to do. The truth will win out, finally. Too bad it can't win out now. So until then, Benghazi be damned. The victims of Benghazi and the murdered of the Americans there be damned. The American people be damned, full speed ahead to protect the Obama administration, no matter what it does to America. And, you know, these last ones were my words, but doesn't it seem like that's exactly how they're acting, how they're working in Washington, D.C.? To hell with the American people. We don't matter. We're too stupid to realize what they're doing anyway. All they have to do is feed us some line, give us some bait, make us think that they are there for us, and we'll be okay. The problem is we're not okay. We know what's going on. Sadly, the American people again got duped in this last election, because I don't think that Obama won that one. I really don't. If you want the whole truth of the matter, I'll wager anything. If we completely researched what happened in that election, we would find out that Obama did not win. There was a hell of a lot of fraud going on there. And that's just, you know, this whole thing that the Republicans are afraid to do the right thing because it might piss off some Democrat. Who cares? I don't. If I was there, I would do everything I could, whether it pissed them off or not, just so long as I was doing what was right for this country, what was right by the Constitution, and what was right by the laws of this nation. not by the laws that Obama and the left are making up as they go, excuse me, but by the laws of this nation that have been on the books for years. These immigration laws that they've got, they're on the books. They don't have to be redone or have new laws put there. They're already on the books. Just enforce the dang things, and everything would turn out. If the government would just start enforcing the laws they're making the rest of us have to abide by, oh, what a different world this would be, wouldn't it? I just don't understand why, you know, and then this week they started talking about how Obama's approval rating is the lowest it's ever been. It's at 42%. And my first thought was, what? How can it be so freaking high when he is doing everything he can to destroy this nation and still damn near half the people still approve of him? That right there tells me this nation is going down the tubes and there's not much we can do about it unless we can get the people to start finding out just exactly what this president is doing to us and why he's doing it to us and how if we don't do something, our future is going to be gone. And folks, once it's gone, there's no getting it back. ConservativeNationMedia.com starts off the week, work week, every Monday in a big way now. It's Inside Tennessee with Dave Vance. But even if you're not from the volunteer state, the issues that affect Tennessee are spreading out all over America. Dave Vance brings his veterans insight and the most informative guests to Inside Tennessee every Monday, so make sure to check him out. Brought to you by the Tennessee Action Council, one of our sponsors here on this show that comes in later. Inside Tennessee, Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central on ConservativeNationMedia.com, where America always wins. From TRNS came this one about something we should all worry about, though the media is touting it as a new low for President Obama, and this is what I was just talking about. President Barack Obama's approval rating is now at an all-time low, according to the Wall Street Journal NBC News poll. 42% of respondents approve of the president's performance. Earlier this month, Obama's approval rating was at 47%. So in less than a month's time, his approval rating has dropped by 5 points. Well, that's a step in the right direction, folks, but for crying out loud, why is there still 42% that think he's doing a good job? That man is destroying this nation, and we've got 42% of Americans who think he's doing a good job. He's doing a good job destroying this nation, that's for damn sure. But just 20%, it goes on to say that Republican lawmakers are similarly facing low numbers. Just 22% approve of Republicans in Congress, while 53% view them in a negative light. I don't understand that one either, unless it's because the GOP establishment is the one that's causing all of this, which I think it probably is. The poll was conducted among 800 respondents between October 25th and 28th. Now, my question again is, if he is doing so much damage to America and his signature bill is finally shown to be hurting America and how most Americans, well above 50%, do not want it, why, oh, why is his approval rating still as high as 42%? To me, that just doesn't make any sense. It should be closer to the approval rating of Congress, don't you think? And something else, folks, according to YahooNews.com, on the first day for Obamacare enrolling, there were 6 who got enrolled. Sounds like a roaring success to me, doesn't it, Obama? We will be right back after these messages.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by FeedThePig.org. Well, I finally did it. I improved my credit score.
You're kidding, right?
No.
How are we supposed to be the bad boys of electro-synth pop if you're out there being responsible? The band is about to be discovered. This is our year.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a while now.
You think anyone in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was worried about their credit score?
I never really thought that.
Of course they weren't. Rock stars aren't supposed to think about that kind of stuff. We're supposed to think about how many guitars we've smashed, write aggressively sensitive power ballads, start questionable fashion trends, tragically break up and blame creative differences.
All right, just... I thought maybe it was time to take control of my finances, you know? Start using a budget. Get out of debt. Set some goals.
A budget? Debt? Set some goals? Listen, I knew that we'd have our creative differences, but I was hoping they'd involve a little more scandal.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again! I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Every 20 seconds... another kid drops out of school. If we do nothing, 3.5 million kids won't receive a diploma over the next 4 years. United Way knows that kids who have a caring adult in their life are more likely to make it. And the difference between a dropout and a graduate could be you. Take the pledge to volunteer now at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Again, from my blog comes this one from my other author there. His name is Tom, and he correctly writes about Obamacare thusly. He says, the first thing that irks me right out of the gate is that the company that is in charge of creating the website is Canadian. There's anything wrong with Canada, but isn't it a bit hypocritical that the administration and the president is paying huge amounts of lip service about getting Americans back to work, and the company that they employ is from another country? I also found out that this company was either the only one that was contracted or considered for the contract to build the website. Designing a website is no piece of cake, especially with the number of incompatible governmental databases and insurance companies who don't like having their databases made public to start with. Herding cats would be easier by comparison. I've worked on databases from various companies to compile and correlate test data, and it is an absolute nightmare just with a half dozen companies and databases. Now think about that 10 times that number, and the problems increase exponentially. The website also has a couple of other issues as well. Websites were deliberately designed backwards, some suspect to hide for as long as possible how much more people will have to pay for health insurance. There is no fix for sticker shock. Many people who filled out application forms likely will learn the hard way that the websites have made them easy marks for identity thieves. But despite the website meltdown, does the ACA really deliver upon the president's promises of affordable health care insurance and you can keep your current health care insurance? Pundits such as Michelle Malkin found that just isn't the case. Last week, our family received notice from Blue Anthem Blue Cross, from Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield of Colorado, that we can no longer keep the plan we like because of changes from health care reform, also called the Affordable Care Act, or ACA. The letter informed us that to meet the requirements of the new laws, your current plan can no longer be continued beyond your 2014 renewal date. So The guy who's writing for my blog is now losing his insurance because of Obamacare. And affordable? Not according to this. The problem will be the most acute for the 19 million or so people who today purchase individual insurance. As industry expert Robert Lazowski has pointed out, today's individual market is essentially being replaced by the Obamacare exchanges. Some insurance plans can continue operating into 2014 outside of the exchanges if they are grandfathered. Now, that is another thing that Obama has made a farce. We are all told that if you have a grandfather clause that you can keep your own insurance. But here's the problem with this. Very few insurance plans qualify for grandfathered status under Obamacare because the rules strictly prohibit even the smallest changes in coverage or cost sharing. Consequently, about 16 million Americans who will shortly find out that they can't keep the plans they have because there has been changes made to that grandfather did is no longer a grandfathered clause, which means that Obamacare will effectively get rid of it. I don't know about you, but this whole thing is just pissing me off to no end. And if and when they are able to look at their options on healthcare.gov or the state-built websites, many of these consumers will quickly become unhappy. The Obama administration keeps arguing that the premiums in the exchanges are below what was expected based on hypothetical estimates produced by a congressional budget office 4 years ago. But that's not the relevant, relevant comparison. Consumers want to know just how much more they are going to pay for insurance under Obamacare in 2014 than what the pre-Obamacare market offered them and offers them today. The Heritage Foundation has carefully looked at questions, and the results are dismaying. The average family of four will see a premium increase in the exchanges of 10 to 30%. For young Americans, the premium hikes are much worse, in the range of 50 to 100% or more for 27-year-olds, including 71% in Nebraska and 170% in Georgia. We are getting screwed here, folks. And these premiums are for plans with, in most cases, very high deductibles, ranging from $2,000 to $2,500 for the so-called silver plans and $4,000 or more for the bronze plans. He goes on to write and says, the ACA doesn't pass the smell test by any stretch of the imagination, and I take some pleasure in saying, I told you so, to the twits that were trying to blow sunshine, rainbows, and unicorns around to make everything look rosy. No, this is a nightmare that the people of the United States did not want from the get-go, but the Democrats had to push through while they had the trifecta majority in the Congress and the White House. After all, during a town hall with then-Senator Arlen Specter, the HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, a woman, stood up and stated, quote, I look at this health care plan and I see nothing that is about health or about care. What I see is a bureaucratic nightmare, Senator. Medicaid is broke. Medicare is broke. Social Security is broke. And you want us to believe that a government can't even run the cash for clunkers program is going to run 1/7 of our U.S. economy? No, sir. No. Unquote. So what do you think of this going to get fixed? You know, remember, Sebelius said by the end of November it's going to be fixed. I think of hell freezing over. But then again, I think that it's time to trash this turkey and bury it deep. Now, these, exactly, folks, Obamacare, if you know your Constitution, was never meant to be. And we have to get over that fact that we will be called anything from racist to extremist to terrorist to enemies of the United States if we do go against this, folks, but because nothing could be farther from the truth. if you oppose Obamacare and Obama's policies. It isn't because you're a racist or any of these accusations, though they will still continue to come. It's because you love America and you want her to continue as a great nation that is there for all to enjoy, not just the select few in Washington, D.C., who have conveniently forgotten who the bosses are and what they are really there for. What they are there for is not to control every aspect of our lives like Obama and his ilk seem to think. And that one line tells the whole gist of the problems that we have in Washington, D.C. right now. A good portion of the people that we have there have been there for too long. They think that they can get away with anything that they want. All they have to do is pass it off to the American people as something that the American people want and need. And if they don't want it, they definitely need it. And if they don't know they need it because if they don't, their lives will go to hell in a handbasket. When actually just the opposite is true, our lives are all going to hell in a handbasket because of what the politicians are doing to us, have decided is their right to do, even though the Constitution says it isn't. I don't know about you folks, but I know that right now I'm in the process of trying to find some guests, and I've talked with one or two over the phone about coming on this show and describing exactly what the heck Obamacare is going to do to this country in the future. If we don't stop this turkey and bury it deep, as Tom wrote, our children won't have much of a future because it will be taken from them before they even have a chance to do anything about it. Now, is that what you want? Is that what all you leftist parents out there want? Because I'll tell you, that's coming. You think that this whole thing is going to be great for you, but what's actually going to happen is you're going to find out that not only isn't that it isn't great for you, but it's also going to be very destructive for you too. And if we don't stop this, there is absolutely nothing we can do to save this country from the mess that is going to overtake it in the coming years. Even if we turn this whole thing around and elect a conservative Republican and put conservative Republicans in the Senate and the House, it's going to take years to fix what Obama has done to us already. And that's the thing that we're going to have to stop and look at, because I know exactly what's going to happen. We're going to elect a conservative president and put conservatives in the Senate and have the conservatives and the Republicans take over the Senate and the House, and then people are going to get disgusted over the span of maybe a year at the most, and they're going to start grumbling because things haven't been fixed yet. Here's the problem, folks. It's been years that this has been in the works. It's going to take years to fix it. But if we don't do it soon, then we will be right back with the second hour of the new Wise Conservatism radio show heard here on Conservative Nation Media, where the call-in number, if you want to be on the show, is 718-305-7176. After these messages, we will be right back. So please stay tuned.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky.
Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Wow, yeah, since the storm, it's been crazy busy for us. We got all kinds of office desks coming in. Here's a fancy one right here. It's missing a leg, but that's all right. Whatever. Washers and dryers from a laundromat. Oh, wow, and check this out. Another deep fryer. And I'm not sure what this doohickey is. Yeah, most businesses weren't ready for a storm like that, you know. But our work's really piling up here at Roberts & Son Salvage.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
From the heartland of America in West Central Indiana comes the new Wise Conservatism radio show with your host, Robert Girding. We are still considered traitors to the Obama nation, especially since we broadcast from one of only two states that run their budgets in the black, conservative style. Take that, Obama. You are listening to Hour 2 of the show, where we continue working for you to give you the truth that is not told by the lamestream media and the Obama bots. We are being broadcast to you through Conservative Nation Media on Blog Talk Radio. And now, here again is your host, Robert Girding.
Now, we have to remember this weekend, tomorrow at 2 a.m., it's probably Sunday, actually Monday morning, it's probably when it's going to happen. Time is going to be falling back, you know, like spring forward, fall back. We're in the fall season now, so it's going to fall back. We're actually going to get an extra hours of sleep this weekend, which is, you know, some of us are going to think that's pretty dang cool. I know I'm going to enjoy the heck out of it. But so this weekend, make sure you turn your clocks back tomorrow before you have to make sure you get up for Monday morning to go to work, or you'll be late. The reason for this show is to basically inform the people of the direction that our government is leading us and how to stop it if they're going the wrong way. And the way to stop this encroaching process of installing socialism and communism into our country, or even Islamic ideals, is to replace the people involved with this and get rid of them completely. This is not hard to do with our electoral system if the people would just buckle down and do it. This is where we have our problems now. Benjamin Franklin once said that we have a republic for as long as we can keep it. Now, what did he mean by that? It is totally evident to everyone today with the direction that this administration and their minions are leading this country, if you would just look at it. We have millions more on food stamp rolls now than ever before in history, probably more now than ever before, inclusive. Maybe not, but it's got to be close. We have millions more on the food stamp rolls now than ever before in history, and yet Obama and his minions seem to want more and more. Why? Because if he can supply our way, our living, our way to get food and the staples to survive, then he can control our thinking on what the government is allowed to do. Hunger is a powerful tool, especially when used by the enemy. And yes, The enemy here is Obama and the politicians who have no clue why they are in Washington. Sadly, that includes most of them from the left and the right. From WTN yesterday, with film from KCBS, was a shooting at the Los Angeles airport. Gunman shooting among the victims, and two TSA agents. Three people were shot, and it was supposedly done by two shooters. One of them shot, like I said, was a TSA agent. All of this has taken place beyond or at the checkpoint of the airport at terminals 2 and 3. As of the time that I saw this, the gunmen were in custody and confirmed. Now, do we really want to continue on the path that we are on here, folks? Do we really want to continue giving the government power to do what is going to happen now to all of us? To us all the time, like they think they can now? Do we really want to continue down the path of socialism and communism that we're on now and not do anything about this? With this shooting that happened at the LA airport yesterday, I can predict what is going to happen, as can probably most of us. Even though it has nothing to do with law-abiding citizens and their guns, we are going to get another round of government because they're going to try and take our guns away again. Because, and this is always their mantra, there's too much violence in our nation, and it has to be because guns are owned by law-abiding citizens who cannot control their urges to shoot people. That is the way they act anyway. It seems like every time someone goes on a shooting spree, it is always brought up that the person shouldn't have had a gun, or shouldn't have had the gun, or has it because they stole it from someone else, or because they should never have been in possession of the gun. But the government on the left always figures it is because law-abiding citizens have too many guns, and it is our fault. My idea on this is, oh, brother. I don't know about you folks, but it seems the government officials that we have in Washington now are at the top levels are none too bright. They can't seem to grasp the idea that the people who are law-abiding are good people and can be trusted. The irony of all this is the ones that have shown they can't be trusted are these same officials who are blaming all of us, from the Tea Partiers to the Second Amendment supporters, all the shootings that have happened in this nation over the past century, or better yet, for the troubles that they are having trying to rule over us. When are we going to wake up and take them all out of office? And I really don't mean all of them. I mean the ones that are there not working for the people, but only for themselves, need to be removed. We have to stop and think and realize that the likes of Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, and others who do not do the people's will are only there for themselves, for the riches and the notoriety that they get from that position that they're in, to be powerful. There's no other reason for them being there, folks, unless they actually do what the people sent them there to do. And sadly, folks, there aren't many of them. A year ago, or a year or so ago, I was looking at Marco Rubio as one of those that would be there for us until he supported immigration reform in the same way that Obama and the left do. When it comes to immigration reform, when will these people realize that the laws are already on the books? I have said this over and over and over again, and I will continue to say this over and over and over again until somebody finally gets the idea that what I'm talking about is already on the books. There is no reform that needs to be done except to enforce the laws. This means to end the problem enforce the law. It's already there. If those laws are not being enforced and new ones put in there to do the same thing, what makes anyone think that they will be enforced too? They won't be. If the ones that are already there are not being enforced, what makes you think the ones that are put there to do the same things are going to be enforced? They're not. We, the people, know this. Why is it so hard for these politicians in Washington to understand this? This is something that I have never understood. I mean, folks, if this isn't too hard to understand, is it? If there is a law already, what the heck makes you think a new law for the same thing will do any good when the one already there isn't being enforced? Common sense should tell you all that a new one for the same thing will be likewise ignored. And it seems like that one just flies right over the heads of the politicians. They don't know what the heck they're talking about. They don't know why they say what they do, except that all they want there is they want the power. And there's just absolutely nothing more to it than that. They want power over the people, over you and me. They want to be our rulers. There's nothing more outrageous to an American than an innocent person being wrongfully convicted for a crime they didn't commit. But we all know sunshine is the best disinfectant. Get some insight into the dark side of the judicial system Tuesdays on A Just Cause with Sam Thurman and Cliff Stewart on conservativenationmedia.com. Sam and Cliff take a hard look at what happens when the wheels of justice trample on the rights of innocent Americans. These are real cases of real people who are actually innocent but who were wrongfully convicted. Join us for A Just Cause Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central on conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins. From the video from Wild Bill for America came this one called The Worldwide Wife Beating Club. This one should open people's eyes to what is coming if we don't change it. And yes, folks, it is up to us to change what is coming. Here is what he said in that video. It says, what's the difference between drunken wife beating and religious wife beating? Well, when the drunk wife beaters get sober, they usually feel remorse. All around the world and in the USA, Muslim women live under the threat of beatings, rape, and even being murdered by their own family or an angry mob. As an American law enforcement officer, I fought for 20 years to end wife beating in this country, and today I see it reliving almost in a protected status because it now comes under a religious banner. As an Islam, a religion that has the media and our government officials cowering in silence, Islamophobia is real, but it isn't the people who stand up against Islamic violence who are phobic. Islamophobic ones are ones who should speak up, but don't. Where are these feminists who claim to speak for women's rights? Where is the National Organization for Women? Usually you couldn't get them to shut up. Now that Islam is here, we can't get them to speak. Where's the national media who were so brave when going after Sarah Palin and her children? They are shamefully silent now. I hear reports of women's shelters turning away Muslim women because they don't want to get involved with cultural issues. An American judge recently declared a man not guilty of raping his wife because as a Muslim, the man honestly thought he had the right. Well, not everyone is afraid of the big Islamo bully. This is still the land of the free and the home of the brave, even though the brave are getting harder to find. It's time to expose and stop Islamic violence against women and children in America. This will have to be done by conservatives because the liberal left who invented the word Islamophobia are by far the best examples of it. Now, isn't that the truth? There are liberals out there who do not condone wife beating. Heck, most of them probably don't, but you will have to look really hard to find one to do the right thing about it now, won't you? We will be right back.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
A single ember from a wildfire can travel over a mile. It can ignite and destroy your home and even your community. To that ember, all those branches hanging over your roof might as well be giant matchsticks ready to spark. The pile of dry leaves and twigs clogging your gutters are the perfect kindling to start a fire. And all those debris piles and brush around your yard, which you haven't taken care of yet, are pure lighter fluid, ready to ignite. There are some fire hazards that aren't clearly marked, and they can impact you and your neighbors. Learn to spot them, because your home is better protected from wildfire damage when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org for more tips on how to get started adapting your home and community to wildfires. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Okay, so just type the job website address here. That's it. Then you enter what job you're looking for there.
Electrician.
This is Peter. Recently, he got help going on the internet for the first time to look for a new job.
Okay. Then you just hit search and...
In the past, Peter's gotten work through people he knew, but he heard there were more jobs online.
There we go.
These are all for me?
Uh-huh.
Really?
He had no idea just how many.
I can't believe it. This one looks good.
Peter is thinking the internet might be for him after all.
And this is just one website.
Wow. Why didn't I do this sooner?
See what the internet can help you do at everyoneon.org or call 1-855-387-9166 to find a free training class near you. Brought to you by Connect, Compete, and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to the show. We have a phone call here, 317 area code. Welcome to the show. Hello?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am. Welcome to the show.
Okay. Oh, well, thank you. I was just calling in to say how much I admire your show, and I appreciate your hard work.
Well, thank you. It's always nice to hear.
That's good. Just keep on trucking.
Well, thank you. Was there anything else you wanted to say?
Not so far. I'll think of something later.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
Sure. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, from the Jan Morgan Media comes this one. It's another article that should send shivers of fear down the spine of true American-loving patriots on what our government is doing to us. And it starts out with the line, "I never met one veteran who enlisted to fight for socialism." Veterans are American heroes. Veterans fought and many died for the liberty. Too many Americans today are tossing aside like a piece of useless garbage with no or very little thought about the consequences of it. So many Americans are under the mistaken impression that socialism is just like a liberal version of ordinary American politics. No, socialism is its own very dangerous animal that weakens its prey by luring it in under false pretense of an easier, less stressful existence. Socialism throughout history has been a colossal failure for a number of reasons. Once you vest all power in the government, history demonstrates that this government takes on a life of its own, which we are noting constantly with our own government right now. It has a life of its own, with operating bureaucracy driving it to ever greater extremes of control, like Obamacare. Additionally, history demonstrates that if the wrong person becomes all-powerful in the state, the liberty of the individual is lost and people become victims of a psychopath's ideals. That's another thing that's going on as I speak. Nazi Germany was a perfect example of it because it was a socialist dictatorship. The Nazis' official and frequently forgotten name was the National Socialist German Workers' Party. In other words, while most people consider the Nazi Party to be a totalitarian ideology arising from the right, it was in fact a totalitarian party arising from the left. Practically within minutes of the Nazi takeover of the German government, individuals were subordinated to the state. Even industries that remained privately owned and were many as opponents of the Nazis equals socialist theory like to point out, were allowed to do so only if their owners bent their efforts to the benefit of the state. Show a hint of individualism and the unwillingness to cooperate, and you'll swiftly find yourself in Dachau with a government operative sitting in that executive chair you once owned. We all know what life was like in this Nazi socialist state. Its citizens immediately lost the right to bear arms. Thought crimes were punished with imprisonment and death. Children were indoctrinated into giving their allegiance to the state, not the family. The government dictated the way in which people could live their day-to-day lives, and people who appeared to be outliers to the harmony of the conscienceless government entity, gays, mentally ill people, physically handicapped people, Jews, gypsies, were dehumanized and eventually slaughtered. And there's something important here for you to realize as you think about what happened in that socialist state. While a core group of people, Hitler included, undoubtedly envisioned these extremes as their initial goals, most didn't. They thought that chaos of the 1920s, especially the economic chaos, the socialists would calm the economy, which they did, and simply remove from people the painful obligation of having to make their own way in the world. It was only incrementally that the average German bought into the ever more extreme demands of the state, and those who didn't buy in were coerced because of the state's willingness to use its vast brute power to subordinate individuals to its demands. Both history and current events demonstrate that the socialist reality is always bad for the individual, and this is true whether one is looking at the painfully brutal socialism of the Nazis or the Soviets or the Chinese with its wholesale slaughters, or at the soft socialism of England in which people's lives are never more tragically or tightly circumscribed, and the state incrementally destroys individual freedom. And that is why Obama's socialism matters. Regardless of Obama's presumed good intentions, socialism always brings a society to a bad conclusion. Socialism is not another political party. It's a death knell to freedom. When Obama says he wants to fundamentally transform America, it is imperative that you understand his interpretation of the fundamental transformation means moving this country from a constitutional republic to a socialist nation, one executive order at a time. And we have to think about these things, folks. That is exactly what Obama is doing to us. Now, how many of you have thought about it that way? I know that no one on the liberal side of our government has, and if they did, it was a fleeting thought. Americans owe a huge debt of gratitude and love for the veterans who have fought and died for this nation and her freedoms, and for other people's freedoms, only to come home and be vilified by their own government or even sometimes by the people. They are the one main reason that America still stands as the only country on earth with the freedoms that we as freedom-loving Americans hold so dear. These freedoms are under assault now by our own government, and it is time for us to take up arms, so to speak, and stop these moronic politicians from destroying any more of our beloved country. And one of the ways to do this is to educate the people and the low-information voters on the dangers of continuing to move in the direction that Obama and the left have this country on. Reagan had it right when he said, the nearest thing to eternal life on earth is a government program. And the liberals believe this too. Why else do you think they were so adamant that we pass Obamacare so we could find out what was in it? And even many on the Republican side are continuing this stupid legacy of keeping a government program rather than scrapping it for the good of the nation. Many on both sides of the aisle are trying to tell us that we need to stop fighting against Obamacare because it is here to stay, and to fight against it is stupid. Well, folks, here's another way to look at it. Not to fight against it is stupid because it is a program that is destined to collapse under its own weight, and it will, when it fails country down with it, with the massive amounts of money that will be used to save it, because they will try their damnedest to save it. That is already happening as I speak. All you have to do is see this. All you have to do to see this is to look, research. It is there. Obama and the left want us all to remain with the status quo and continue to let them destroy us. Well, I do this show to stop that trend, and I hope that I help, even just a little bit. I hope that I help that to be stopped, because I know that I and my listeners love this country, and it is time that we all stood up and took it back from the robber barons in Washington who have forgotten that they are there to work for us. America deserves nothing less from its patriotic citizens who have always fought for this shining light on the hill. Problem is that we are about to lose that shining light on the hill called freedom. If we don't do something to stop this destruction from happening. And why we aren't stopping it from happening is just another one of those things that bothers me. We live in the greatest country that this world has ever seen. Once it is gone, it is gone. I mean, the land will still be here, but our freedoms will be gone. And once they're gone, there ain't much we can do about it. Now, is there? We are all in the process of losing our freedoms daily by a government that does not think they are there to work for us. And in the chat room, I just saw a thing saying that slavery was once the law of the land. And my thinking on that one is if we continue the way we are now, slavery will again become the law of the land, only we all of us citizens will become slaves to the liberal government that we have in Washington right now. We will be right back after these important messages. One of the worst nightmares that can befall an American today is identity theft. If it happens to you, it may take months or even longer to recover from it, if you can recover at all. Don't let it happen to you. Protect yourself in advance. Sign up today with LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. To protect your identity with LifeLock and get 10% off their great service, go to conservativenationmedia.com and click on the LifeLock banner. Network may not cover all transactions and scope may vary. That's conservativenationmedia.com, then click on the LifeLock banner. You'll be very glad that you did.
Whether you're on active duty, a veteran, or just admire American Armed Forces, there's no better place to get the widest variety of militaria than at Highlands Militaria. Highlands Militaria is one of America's premier distributors of Fox tactical gear and outdoor products. Veteran-owned and operated, Highlands Militaria offers new and used uniforms and insignia from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and today. With an emphasis on airborne and special operations insignia, gear, collectibles, and uniforms. If you need to replace a cherished badge or unit patch, or just want to gear up for your next outdoor adventure, go to Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, where you'll find the best supply of the military gear you need. Shipping is always free with one-day handling time, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, and thank you for your service.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, then you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
This one comes from all people, Harry Reid, and we all know that he is there for us, not. His latest outburst should bring you to your feet in anger. He says that a Ted Cruz nomination for president will end the GOP. Oh, really, Harry? After all that you and your party have done to destroy this country and you're still here, if we nominate someone who will actually do something good for America, then that will end the GOP? I'm beginning to wonder what drugs you're on. Here is what the article on Breitbart.com says about this dumb butt and his ideals. Senator Harry, Majority Leader Harry Reid, Democrat, Nevada, said Senator Ted Cruz, Republican of Texas, quote, stands for everything America doesn't. Unquote, and the Republican Party would end if the GOP nominated Cruz to be their candidate for president in 2016. Okay, but then we have to stop and think about who was interviewing him. In an interview with MSNBC's Rachel Maddow that aired on Wednesday, Reid said, if I didn't care so much about our country, I would hope he would get the Republican nomination for president because that would mean the end of the Republican Party. Reed then said the Republican Party is staggering right now, and he did not know who they can expect to have a vote for them. You don't get around much, do you, Harry? I can walk one block and find many. It is for as for your side and your ideals that I don't see that many of, and the ones that I do will probably change because your politics are hurting them too. You know, folks, that it really kind of astounds me that people like Harry Reid are still there when they have shown us more than once that they care nothing for America and her people, no matter what he says about caring for America. We are not his favorite things in the world, folks, so get over it. He does not care for us. He does not care if we live or die. He wants his policies and his thoughts forced on all of us so that we can become the mindless zombie recruits that he and the left so love to have under their thumbs. You know, they love to control us from the moment we wake up in the morning till we go to bed at night. And if it was up to them, they would control that too. Even our sleep would be controlled if it was up to them. You think I'm being paranoid here? I'm not. Think of it. Obamacare was forced down our throats even though about 70% of the people said no to it. The people in Washington always say that we live in a democracy. Remember, that is that a true democracy is not what America is. It has rulers and the people follow. It is ruled by a few for the many. We here in America, on the other hand, have always been a republic, ruled by the many, governed by the few, and those few answer to the many. What? You don't recognize that in America? Of course you don't, folks. Our politicians in Washington have been working hard over the last 100 years to change that so that the ones totally in charge there are them, not the people. And my friends, they are dangerously close to succeeding in what they want as I speak. Harry Reid is using scare monkeying to scare the people who do not think like him to be afraid to vote for someone that could do this country some good, because they will now be afraid that their side is going to lose out if they do. Here is how we have to think about all of this, folks. This from Harry Reid is just another ploy to shape the thought here in America, not to the way it should be, but to the way that he and the liberal left have devoted their lives to, the destruction of the American constitutional way of life. They do not like that way of life, my friends. And why is that? It is because they crave power. They crave power over the people, and the Constitution limits that power that they can have over the people. Yes, this whole thing is about power, folks. And the liberal left wants so much power over the people that they can never be stopped, and the opposition to them can be. And the ones that believe this way, I can name them and will name a few here. Barack Hussein Obama, Joseph Biden, Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, even John McCain and Lindsey Graham. And their ranks get stronger each time we give up another freedom in the guise of helping the downtrodden and poor. No matter what is said by the liberal left, folks, there's always a hidden agenda in their words that always means the destruction of another freedom and the destruction of more of our Constitution. Think of it. Right now we have a president who is actively working to thwart the Constitution with everything he does. I don't know about you, but I am frightened, but I am fighting my war against him and his minions. America does not need them anymore. Heck, America never needed them. So why did we continue to keep them in power? Question continues to come up. And I'm not the only one who asks it, although at times it seems like I am. Why do we keep them in power when they are doing nothing there but to ignore what we are saying, thinking that we're all too dumb to realize what they are trying to do for America, and is and in essence, what they are trying to do to for America is not for America, it's to America. They are trying to destroy this country. They are trying their best to destroy the Constitution and the rules and the laws and the Bill of Rights and everything else that they can destroy before they are finally taken out of office. And hopefully this next election will get them out of office. We can always hope, I guess. Here comes a time when good things have to give away to great things. ConservativeNationMedia.com is growing like a Texas Longhorn, which is, oh, I think I already did this one, but let's see here. I did this one earlier, so I should do this other one, which I was supposed to do earlier, which I didn't. I should have done this one. ConservativeNationMedia.com is growing, and we couldn't think of a better way to expand our lineup than to give our very own Bing Fisher his very own show. Uncle Bing Fisher brings his engineer's insight and love of America to American by Design, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, immediately following Soldier of Patriotism with Michael Smith on ConservativeNationMedia.com. So stay with Conservative Nation Media 7 days a week, since we're making some big changes and we're just getting started. American by Design with Bing Fisher, Sundays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central on ConservativeNationMedia.com, where America always wins. And I'm sorry about that snafu here. From the Blaze comes this one, and it is simply called Chilling. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker could certainly not be considered a friend of labor, unions, or the left. From the media coverage alone, it was pretty clear that the 2011 recall attempt against him was ugly. But in his new book, Intimidated, A Governor's Story and a Nation's Challenge, Governor Walker describes in detail just how bad things were for him and his family. The letter was addressed to Governor Walker's wife, Tonette, and this is in the book. It read, "Hi, Tonette. Has Wisconsin ever had a governor assassinated? Scott's heading that way. Or maybe one of your sons getting killed would hurt him more. I want him to feel the pain. I already follow them when they went to school, Wauwatosa." I guess probably got that wrong. "So it won't be too hard to find them in Madtown. Big change from what that from that house by the Blank Avenue to what you got now. Just let him know that it's not right to expletive over all those people. Or maybe I could find one of the Tarantinos, Tonette's parents, back here. Lots of choices for me." And on the Blaze, the conversation continued with Pat and Glenn with this, when Pat said, "So it's a threat to her husband, her children, and her parents." He was disgusted. "This is a problem, I know, when they have football practice," Glenn asked. And Pat concluded by saying, "It's not a problem if you're Adolf Hitler. That's business as usual. But it should be a problem for any right thinking American. We do still live in America, don't we?" We will be right back.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing.
Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Kathy Henners, your host on Daily Roll Call on conservativenationmedia.com. Please join me each Friday as we talk about subjects like the Muslim Brotherhood, their goals, their agenda, and how it affects our schools, our law enforcement, and our communities. As a retired police officer, I'll give you an inside look into this issue and so much more. Don't miss it. Fridays, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, right here on conservativenationmedia.com.
I'm gonna live and die in Cowboy Town.
Hey, y'all, I'm Kixbrook.
I'm Ronnie Dunn.
And we're Brooke.
And Dunn for Rad. And I've got a four-letter word for you. Don't. As in, don't drive drunk.
And I got a three-letter word for you, as in, get. Get the keys.
When you see someone who's about to drive under the influence,
get the keys.
Because friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
And finally, we here at the New White Conservatism Radio Show want to leave you with a thought. Why does it matter that our leaders are leading this country down the south path to socialism? Why does it matter to us conservatives, at least the true conservatives, that to be a traditional American, believing in the Constitution as the law of the land and how America, as founded, needs to stand, and that socialism will not work for us? Well, the answers lie in the study of history, mostly. First off, you will never find a country that tried socialism that actually succeeded. Maybe for a time it seemed like they did, but eventually they run out of other people's money and, you know what happens, they fail. Don't forget, all the money the government has to give out comes from the people in the first place, or it has no money. Why do you think that the monarchs of old used to collect taxes from the peasants and the common people? Why was it that the royals were usually the only rich people in the land? It was because they were the ones who were taking the money and taxes to lavish themselves with the riches of the trade, and the trade to live high off the hog on other people's money. But eventually the people either rose up in rebellion against the oppressive and expensive government and moved on to bigger and better things, or the things continued to get bigger and better until the colonies formed a more perfect union and got away from that kind of England. A war was fought for our independence from England, and the crown's oppressive taxes, without representation, of course, that is where America had it right. It put the government as a smaller, cheaper entity that protected the borders and the people and really did little more. The people who served only when they were needed, on their own dime, by the way, and then after the need was over and fixed, they went home to their families, still on their own dime, and lived their lives working their own jobs. But governmentism in America has become a big business and a career for the politicians who now live in Washington, D.C., but not on their own dime anymore. They live high off the hog on our dime and have become multimillionaires in their own right while chastising all other rich people who made it honestly with the hard work and sacrifices. And to top it off, they in Washington have then ceased being our representatives, though they still have the audacity to call themselves that. And now they make the rules for everything from what you do in your own house to what car you drive. Though those haven't really come into being yet, they are on their way, and the liberal left thinks they have to do this because we are all too stupid to do it for ourselves. The government in Washington is also trying to push their corrupted ideals on us and making laws to push those ideals along, and they are good at that. They know they can't get away with doing what they want completely, so they get what they want in little increments at a time till what they want is law, and no one thinks anything about it. You know, tell a lie enough times, the people will start thinking it is the truth. The liberals have been working this scam on the American people for more than a century now, and are just now being found out by the majority of the people because they have finally pushed it too far too fast and woke the giant up. But since they have gotten away with this for so long now, they think they can continue with the immunity to their actions. But I have to say, the consequences of their actions are coming. The revolution is coming, and no one really can say how the revolution will enact itself out now. But everyone, if they think about it, know it's coming. It can be, it could be armed. Why do you think the liberal left is working so hard to get rid of our guns? It could be at the ballot boxes. Why do you think they work so hard at voter fraud? Remember the Al Franken Senate race in Minnesota? That was nothing but fraud, and the one who followed the rules was beat. It could be any number of ways, but mark my words here, folks, the revolution is coming, and the seeds for it have already been sown. God bless America, folks, the greatest nation this world has ever seen. And mark my words here, once America fails, as the politicians like Obama, Reid, and Pelosi are working so hard for, there will be no other. We are the last best hope for freedom for mankind on this earth. We cannot let it slip through our hands and our fingers anymore. We now have a show every day of the week, and even more than one on some days, and changes are still ongoing. So our lineup now is a little different from our last week's lineup, even. Sunday nights we have Soldier Patriotism with Michael B. Smith and his own show at 4 p.m. Eastern. And also on Sundays, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern, is one of our new shows where Uncle Bing Fisher has his show, American by Design. You know, the two that I mixed up in the show, putting one where the other one should have been. So now we have two shows on Sunday, making it 4 hours instead of just two with our two main men, Michael B. and Uncle Bing. On Monday is Inside Tennessee with Dave Vance. His Veterans Insight and very informative guests make his show a much listened-to show, and one that shouldn't be missed. Tuesday nights, we have another new show with A Just Cause with Sam Thurman and Cliff Stewart at 8 p.m. Eastern. The initial show was a roaring success. Give it a listen this coming week. Also on Tuesday nights, we have another new show that started a couple weeks ago called Grit and Grace Radio Show at 10 Eastern with Jennifer Meadows and Josh Bernstein. This is a couple of radio personalities that have been doing what they do for a while now, just like I have, and well worth listening, folks. Wednesday night is Radio Free America with Duke Brooks. Hangar flying and good old American history has never been so fun. Thursdays, we now have several new shows, starting with The Voice of the People with U.S. Army intelligence veteran Victoria Bingham. This one sounds really interesting, and I am going to listen. How about you? This airs at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central. Also on Thursdays is Liberty and Constitutional Community with Matthew Opalisky, I hope I got that right, to help us learn about our freedom, our rights and freedoms under the greatest governing document of all time and what you can do to protect your liberty under the Bill of Rights at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central. On Friday, we have another new show that aired last night called Daily Roll Call with retired police officer Kathy Hinners, and you heard the ad for her show a few minutes ago, who served in New York State for years and now keeps her trained and watchful eye on the Muslim Brotherhood and other troublemakers. And believe me, there are a lot of them out there. And, of course, yours truly on Saturdays with my take on the nation and her destruction at the hands of the liberal left. See, it's like I've been trying to say, like I've been saying every week on this show, CNN is the network that is growing by leaps and bounds, and Obama and his minions cannot stop us. Until next week, my friends, God bless you all. Keep up the good work to save our great republic and keep God in it so he can help us return to the nation, return this nation to its rightful direction. And please don't forget, tomorrow at 2 a.m. we turn our clocks back as we go from daylight savings time to standard time, except for Arizona and a few others that do not go to daylight time in the first place. The easy way to remember this is in the spring we spring forward as the clocks are moved ahead 1 hour for daylight savings time, but in the fall we fall back. And another thing with this falling back this weekend, we will gain an hour's worth of sleep. Cool, huh? So until next week, my patriotic friends, fight for the right and against the wrong. America is at stake here. God bless us all. Until then, good day.
See you all next week.